This video is brought to you by Recordbird. Make sure you go download the new Recordbird app. It allows you to upload all of your Spotify, iTunes, and Facebook likes into the app, so that way you can follow and get notified for all of your favorite artists. Also, we're in the app too as the hip-hop featured reviewer. So all of your favorite artists, you'll get notified whenever they drop new music, whenever anything big happens, and when we review the project. So make sure you go download that today. But my favorite joint on this entire it wasn't. See, because like one of. That in Hip Hop album review, Kid Cudi, Passion, Pain, and Demon Slayer. Yo, with that motherfucking title, I was like, my nigga, what is we working with on this shit right here?
What type of shit is we?
You know what I'm saying? Cause
that's a hell of a title.
The way you asked it, ooh, nigga, ooh, we working with, bro.
Right. You know, and he got his abs out, showing off. He working with the album cover. So I'm looking at this shit like, my nigga.
So you looking at the title, and then you looking at the album cover, and you like,
yo. Okay, because look,
where are we going with this?
Where are we going? Because I'm not the biggest Kid Cudi fan. Like I fuck with Kid Cudi, and let me explain that. When I fuck with an artist, that means that they may make songs that I like, but typically on a project, I'm not anticipating the next project.
Yeah,
that's not what I'm. I don't care if they come out with something. You better tell me it's good, and I'm gonna go listen to it, right? So I fuck with Kid Cudi. I definitely think he's talented. And what this album made me realize real quick, if I'm gonna like a Kid Cudi album or not, because as soon as Frequency came on, I was like, I think I'm gonna like this shit. Because Kid Cudi, he don't always really talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole depression stuff, the whole moody type stuff. You know, like that don't bring me in. You know what I'm saying? That don't bring me in. But I think Kid Cudi makes amazing mood music when it's a good album. Like when he's on it, he can make a really good album. And I thought that that's what this was. Mm. And looking at the track list, I'm like, nigga, who the fuck did you kill to get two Andre's fucking verses, dog? Like,
who did you kill? Demon Slaying, bro.
I guess he slayed a couple demons to get two verses from goddamn Andre 3000. And I was looking at the rest of these features. I'm like, goddamn, okay, bro, you got fucking Willow Smith. Like, what is we doing out here, Kid Cudi? But when I was listening to the album, nigga, I didn't even know that was Willow Smith. One of my favorite joints on here was Illusions. You know what I'm saying? And I like when artists title tracks. You know what I'm saying? Make it make sense. Make it cohesive to me. You know what I'm saying? Like Illusion, capital I-L-L, ill, right? So on the song, he's talking about all of this shit that's going on in his head and why he's sick and all of these drugs and things he's taking. It got him fucked up. Like he's hallucinating, he has all of these illusions and shit. And I like the vibe of the album. The difference between me fucking with an artist and me being a fan is like, this album is good, but there's just a whole bunch of songs on here that I'm not gonna go back to, that just don't move me. Like, oh yeah, I need to go, like Wounds.
Wait, you said a whole bunch of songs that you're not gonna go back to, but you like the album.
But I like the album because it's a mood music type album to me. You know what I'm saying? So I can cut this on, keep it in the background, whatever plays.
It's good background music.
Yeah, I'm a vibe to it, but I'm not, oh yeah, I gotta go listen to this. Kid Cudi don't do that for me, man. And the thing I like about Kid Cudi is that he's always open and honest, so I can give him credit and props on that. But there's really nothing on here that just grabbed me. It's like, oh my God, it's just a good album. It's good mood music, man. And like, I know sometimes like the fans, man, y'all get on me like, oh, you know, you don't explain this, that. Sometimes, man, there's just music in hip hop. I just can't explain it any better, man.
I don't like these. It ain't good.
Yeah. I might have to pass on this.
I think
I did find something good out this though. I think the best, like, I guess, stretch or run of songs that I like consecutively, pretty much Act Two. Like, the majority of Act Two stuff. Rose Golden, Baptized.
Well, yes, it's broken up into acts.
Yeah.
Apparently it's four acts.
Oh. And I'm surprised you didn't say nothing about the length of this album. Dude, no, I was on track 7.
And I was like, oh my God. Like, I still got to get through 12 more tracks of this. Like, this is unbelievable. I don't even think, like, the Man in the Moons was that long. I mean, I know he had a lot of tracks on there, but I don't think, as far as time rise, they ran this long.
How is it broken down on your phone? Because I didn't know this shit was, like, different acts. I just saw 19 tracks.
I think I saw this broken down on another website.
Okay.
Like, I don't think it was like that on Spotify.
No, I have it on Apple Music, and I'm like,
And then, plus, I was really upset just how long the album was, too. Because I was just like, we got the track 15 when it got to Cosmic War, 16, Cosmic War. I'm like, dude, there's still some more album left. I'm like, I still got to go through whole act of this. I'm like, man, Jesus.
How dare you?
Yes, dude. I'm like, oh, my God. And it just, I wasn't feeling the vibe really that much that what you're talking about, FIFO. I wish I would have because the last Kid Cudi track that I actually enjoyed a lot was that joint he had on Good Music Compilation. I forgot the name of the song.
I like
but you know what I'm talking
too.
About. That was on that whole track. And that was actually like probably one of maybe top three favorite songs on that compilation. And I like the A Kid Named Cudi album that he made in the first Man in the Moon. So
Man in the Moon 2 was better than 2, but 2 was still pretty good.
Yeah, 2 was cool. It was okay, like, but... Yeah,
I went back and listened to her, and we had this discussion at work. Like, because I think we both didn't like it at first, but then it grew on Rod, but it never grew on me.
It's the same thing happened to me. I didn't like it either when I first heard it. I was like, this is fucking terrible. And then it took like 2 years later, I went back, and I was like, wow.
It took a minute for me, too.
This is good.
I'm glad listening to this long album, I was able to find something enjoyable on here, and pretty much Act 2 was the only enjoyment I got out of this album. Everything else was a snooze fest for me. Pretty much at that point. So that's my whole critique of this album. If you're watching Kid Cudi, I thought this was gonna be more like a conversation
Go ahead.
But you're talking to Cudi now.
Go ahead.
If you're watching Kid Cudi, haven't liked the full album from you since the first Man in the Moon. And, we review In the Cut. I didn't like that. I can honestly say I'm not really looking forward. I wasn't really looking forward to listening to this. So,
Hey, you really doing your final thought?
Yeah. Let him get it out.
Yeah. So with this album, sorry. I ain't gonna say sorry, but this wasn't for me. I didn't like it. And for one, another thing, it was just too long. I felt like I was sitting through this album. Obviously, you have a fan base that loves what you do. So, I hope you continue to do. And you know what? It's a good thing, too, about you that your music kind of helps get people through some issues. Because, of course, you talked about, your issues with drug abuse and, mental, everything that you got going on. And I kind of like how you went from, like, a dark place and you, as the album progressed, you went to, like, a lighter place. So that was good. But other than that, it just wasn't for me. I wasn't feeling it. I ain't like the vibe of this album except for Act 2. And that's it.
Cudi gonna come see about you.
Yeah, you're gonna hear from Cudi. You're gonna hear, he come after folks. You're gonna have to come up to me too, bro. Cause it's gonna be a no for me, dog.
It's gonna be a no for me.
Nah, man. Like, I wasn't with it entirely too long, and that seems like a crazy critique, but it's valid when you're just not feeling the music. And for me, it just became a task. And the thing about it is like, this album is as long as my commute. And the thing I like about my commute is that I can listen to multiple things, on the way there. I don't want to hear Cudi all the way to work.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I'm not with that. No, and that's what did it for me. When I pulled up in work, and the one song I do like on here was Just Now Ending, the one with Pharrell, I was like, this don't make any damn sense. And I made the business decision at that point to not listen to this album again. That was my third listen, because the first time I put it on, it's kind of background music. I think that's where it works best, right? Just in the background, not paying attention to it. I ain't trying to hear it, but very, very moody. But again, like, there's nothing sticking out, so there's nothing pulling me in to like, oh, what was that? Oh, that's dope. Right. Nah, it was just very. So I actively listened the first time, and then the second time, I was just like, and at that point, I'm like, man, I can't do it. Because I was like, there's nothing I am going to pull from this album a third or fourth listen. We're talking about 3 hours of my life that I'm not going to get back to listen to something just so I can come over here and tell everybody, like, oh, I thought it was dope how you broke it down in the acts. But anyway, so yeah, I was like, man, I'm not doing this. You know what? I was really questioning whether or not I was a Kid Cudi fan after this.
Wow.
I really was, because when I went back, the second album was the only one that I really liked. I like most of his albums have been, you know, hit or miss.
The second album, you mean like
Man on the Moon 2? Because I went back and listened to like the other, because I haven't listened to Kid Cudi in a long time. Like, yeah. I haven't listened to any Cud since we reviewed it, and I haven't listened to Man on the Moon 1 or 2 since then. And let's not even talk about the projects he was released in between then. Like, oh my God. So good you went back to kind of where you were before. It just wasn't good to me. Y'all can keep this shit. I'm not doing it. I'm good. I'm good on Cudi. I'm good on this album. And we just can't be doing this. We just can't be doing this, Cudi.
Nothing about the Dre features?
No, they didn't even interest me. That's how bad it was. Dre was on the hook. I was like, oh, he's just doing the hook. I tuned it out. I didn't even really recognize that he was there rapping with him. Like, it got to...
on a guy.
Yes, I tuned a lot of this out.
Because it really is mood music. Yeah. You naturally tune it out. That's the thing. Because you're right. Yeah. You really do tune Dre out after some time.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
Like, it was just chanting, meditating.
Well, some people love that shit, though.
A lot of people loved it. Just not me.
Gotcha.
I enjoyed this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really good, actually.
Really good.
Really good. Yeah, I really enjoyed this project.
Fuck y'all opinion.
I think it's the best thing he's done easily since Man the Moon 2.
It's like he's going back in the right direction. Yeah.
It's like he's. I don't even want to say he's trying hard or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be disrespectful like that. But it just seems like he's going back to where he's comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I think this album, he sounded really comfortable. Now, I'll go ahead and get the negative out of the way. Of course, an hour and a half album, that's a fucking problem. Like, I don't think, there's no rapper I want to hear for an hour and a half. None. I don't care who it is.
Right.
Kendrick, LP, nobody. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear you for an hour and a half.
Right.
It gets old. And the thing about a Kid Cudi project that's an hour and a half, most of the songs are samey as fuck. So it's like you're listening to one long, hour and a half long song. And that's not the move, man. It's just not. But that said, I did enjoy these songs. I can honestly say the only song I did not like was Releaser. And the reason I didn't like that song is because it was, I don't know if you remember that one, but it's the one where he's trying to do like something different with his voice. He's like doing this whisper thing where he's trying to sing with like a whispery voice. And it sounded fucking terrible. Mm-hmm. The thing with Cudi, he's not a good singer.
He's not.
At all. His voice is not good. But sometimes having a good voice doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that he's off key. If there's some kind of passion that I can hear behind his voice, then I don't need you to be fucking Luther Vandross. He sounds good over these kinds of beats. By Design, I thought was great. That song is fucking great. Upbeat, instrumental. Andre did his thing on it. He complimented the song well. Rose Golden, I like that song a lot. Was that the one with Willow Smith?
Yeah.
That was Rose Golden, yeah. The way it comes in, the way they do the hook together on that song, I thought it was fucking beautiful. Baptized in Fire. Really, really, really dope beat. And Cudi sounded good as shit over that. I'm not the biggest Travis Scott fan, so I didn't really care to hear him. Flight at First Sight. Especially when that beat changes at the end.
Yeah, my favorite track on the whole album.
That shit was nice. That was real nice. You know what? I will give another issue that I have with this project. Is it broke? I don't know if it's my number one rule. It's at least my number one or two rule. Fucking sex on an album.
Which track was that?
The Guide with Andre. Towards the end of the song, Cudi comes back and he's like talking about fucking, and he's like, dude, why are we still in this fucking place where rappers think that anyone wants to hear
you? Yeah, probably.
Why does anybody think that we want to hear them fucking? Why? I don't understand. I don't want to be driving around and have this shit come on and then some dude sound like he's fucking. Like, I don't understand what the fuck goes through y'all's heads. Like, this shit is ridiculous. That song was fucking stupid. Now, well, I mean, of course, Dre's verse was pretty interesting about, it was mostly about sex, but it was still pretty cool. I'll say this, while I like these songs sonically, again, they are samey, and the thing is, Cudi's not a lyricist. He's not a wordsmith. So what he's talking about and the way he's talking about them, the industry's full of shit, here's the enema, no. A couple shrooms, you know, a couple girls sucking on a couple boobs. It's like, what? You wrote that down and decided to recite that? Cudi is not the best person when it comes to actually writing lyrics, but where Cudi excels is he has the perfect mood voice. Like, even though he's just moaning, if you just listen to that, and it's probably not something that no one here listens to, but the Cocktoo Twins, they do that where it's like you start listening to the voice like it's just another instrument, as opposed to it's someone in front of the music. Mm-hmm. It's someone that's just a part of the music. And that's what I do with Cudi. It's like, I don't try to pull out his lyrics, because when I do, I'm just like, oh, that's not good, you know? But when you just accept that he's a part of the music and his moaning and groaning and
that's
humming.
That makes it moody.
Exactly.
When you just said that, it made me think of, I don't know why it's never hit me before, but it made me think of like, how like Baptist churches be doing the hymns. Like,
oh yeah.
It's something
with it.
It's a spiritual thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Because yeah. They all, even like those old like backwoods spirituals, yeah. Like where you don't really have a lot of instruments.
Right.
So you had to use your voice as an instrument. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what Cudi's going for, but that's what I think of when I listen to this kind of album. I'm just like, okay, it just blends. It's weird. I don't do drugs, but I listen to a lot of drug music and I enjoy it. Like, this seems like a type of album you could just sit back and smoke weed to and enjoy it. I definitely think, and I wish that Cudi would maybe put a little bit more work into his lyrics maybe, and maybe make it to where your average person can pull things from his songs as opposed to just kind of saying stuff. And I know that sounds really disrespectful, because maybe he does put work into him, and I just don't.
Yeah, and remember, like B said, like, people pull stuff, but I think it's just a small demographic of people that can truly relate to it.
Because
I think we're kind of like on the same page where we think it's good, we understand what it is, but it's, at least for me, it's not made for me, because there's nothing that he's rapping about, singing about, chanting about that's a direct relation for me. But I think I can listen to it and be like, well, it's not horrendous. No. It's not bad. I've heard worse, and I like the way it sounds, but it's just, it rarely grabs my attention.
Man on the Moon 1 and 2, he definitely, after I got used to the way he rapped, he definitely grabbed my attention on certain songs. Then he just went off the deep end. And now, like I said, I have to just block out what he's saying to enjoy him saying it. And I don't know if that's a detriment or if that's just the way his music is now. Either way, it doesn't matter to me because I enjoy it. If you're watching, Cudi, I really enjoyed this. I think you did a great job and I like the artistic direction you're going in. Of course, as a fan of lyrics and rappers being wordsmiths, the lyrics left a little bit to be desired for me. But I don't think you're trying to be the most lyrical rapper, because at this point, I don't even think you're interested in being a rapper. I think you're interested in being a musician. You don't want to be boxed in, and that's fine. But this project, I thoroughly enjoyed. It could have definitely been shaved down to about 45 minutes, maybe an hour. But outside of that, I think you did a great job, man. So I'll definitely be anticipating what you do next, because I was really shocked by how much I enjoyed this one, so great job.
Yeah, if you're watching, if you just happen to be watching this, I didn't like this album. I think this is where the cliche, it wasn't made for me or whatever, could come into play. But just overall, I think it was entirely too long for me. I didn't hear much variety in the tracks, especially with an album that's an hour and a half long. I did love like that last track with Pharrell. Like, I needed more of that. I do find that you're interesting, and I like the fact that you don't fit within the mold of what a rapper is what we think a rapper should be. I like that you have and created, you have created your own style. But overall, this album just wasn't working for me.
Cudi, you know, coming from a guy that's not your one of your biggest fans, but I can respect great work. I think this was a good project for you. I just, man, there's just not a personal connection for me with your music, which is the reason why I fuck with you, but I'm not a fan. You're going back to where you feel comfortable, where you sound comfortable, and I like that. You know what I'm saying? But for me, man, just keep doing you, and you know, I might check out the next one, and if I like it, I like it. If I don't, keep it moving, man. Thank you.